need no one in here thinking regular this morning. I want you to replace regular with revelation. I want you to be prepared for promotion in every aspect of your life. I'm not just talking spiritually, I'm talking about the Spirit take your life, your whole life, in every aspect to another level as you let the Holy Ghost have free course. I don't want you here religiously this morning, routine, ritual. The intercessors have prayed that your inner ears be open, that you can have, listen to me, an experience with God this morning. Once you have that experience with God, you never settle for nothing else anymore. Tradition have made God too common, and we have put him on our list. But God don't want to be on your list. God want to be your list. If you're born again, you have supernatural rights that has to be revealed to you. Let me say that again. If you're born again, you have supernatural rights that has to be revealed to you. They're not going to come to the world system. They're not going to come from just going to church. They have to be revealed to you. This morning, God's going to reveal some supernatural rights to you, but it's not going to be valuable to you if you don't listen with your heart, not just your head. I said you need to listen with your heart, not just your head. Other words, intimacy is so important to move further in the realm of the Spirit, to move further in the realm of revelation about God and about you and about you and God connection. Nobody, the person next to you can't hear for you. They can pray for you, but they can't put it in you. You got to let the voice of God put it in you. All right? There are so many things I have to show you this morning. Sit down. Say he ain't praying. I've been praying all night. My prayer. Write this down for a subject. It's part two of it. Hearing and being in tune. That's very important. With God's voice. And I'm going to add on to it at all times. Hearing and being in tune. Teach you any tune with, in other words, the beat of God's voice, the application in your life of what God has said. You be capable of doing it in any situation. Hearing and being in tune with God's voice. Not just hearing, but being in tune with it. I'm going to show you some scriptures that turn to John chapter 10, verse 10, and turn to Ephesians 1:3. You're going to have to see both scriptures. John 10:10, Ephesians 1:3. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Three things. Kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Notice the word might is used in that verse twice. He didn't say, I come that you might. He didn't say, I come that you have. He said, I come that you might have. If you know how to participate in the Spirit and participate in the Spirit, I want every member of this church to move beyond religion, move beyond routine, and think about living spiritually fresh. Think about living a spiritual, fresh life every day. And the only way you're going to be able to live a spiritually fresh life every day is you're going to have to know how to hear the voice of God. Now, listen very carefully because it may be insulting to a certain degree. I didn't say your scriptures. I didn't say it. But I thought scripture was the voice of God. Yeah, but you got to hear it personally. It can't be a general memorization in your life. It has to be an intimacy. It has to be a personal word from God call your name to you. So here Jesus in John 10:10. Now all these years I've been preaching, the Lord revealed to me this morning how Satan robs us of his blessing. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Those three things, steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Now, look in Ephesians 1, 3. Ephesians 1, 3, what he robbed me of? Without being able to, I'm not talking about going to church. And I'm not talking about getting all emotionally. I'm talking about hearing God's voice with instruction, direction, enlightenment, insight, understanding, and wisdom of how to handle your life situation spiritually. How to handle your life situation spiritually. Not nobody else handling it for you. Your life is personally your life. And if you're a child of God, you got a right to hear God's voice. And when you hear God's voice, divine insight, divine understanding come to you. Not normal understanding, but miraculous understanding. Signs and wonders supposed to function in your life on daily basis. If you begin to know how to hear God's voice, sign and wonders gonna function in your life on daily basis. You are not a normal person. You are a child of the living God. You are not just a church member. You're not just a communion taker. You have a life God wants you to have. He said, I'm coming that you might have life, might have more abundantly. How can I stop the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying the life that God will have? Look at Ephesians 1:3, how loaded your life is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where is it? Why are we normal? Why are Christians so normal and going through the same thing that the world going through? Why we wave at the center, at the doctor office, at the lawyer office, in court, everywhere. We're living just like them. Why? Shouldn't be. We should have a light on they can see that Jesus is the answer. Now look what he said. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will someday bless us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now, go back to John 10. I'm going to show you what the Lord showed me I had not seen. I thought that everything be dealt with prayer. I thought everything could be dealt with scripture. Oh, Lord. I said, man, you, what are you talking about, Reverend? What thing going to be dealt with? Scriptures are involved. Prayer are involved. But scripture nor prayer of no effect if you're not hearing the voice of God. Scriptures and prayer of no effect if you don't know how to hear the voice of God. What you're praying about? You're praying for him to say something to you. You understand? And he did not say it in the scripture if you didn't hear him. Now, you're quoting the scripture. You're saying, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But you haven't heard the shepherd's voice. So you're going through a format. See, Satan wants to erase hearing. And he wants you to hear sound. But he don't want you to hear the voice of God. He knows when you start hearing the voice of God, you become his God. And he can't steal from you anymore. He can't rob you. He can't kill you. So the importance of hearing God's voice, I see before I go there, Lord. This scripture has a whole volume is saying to us, but if you don't hear it as God's voice, you won't understand. Turn to John 6:63. John 6:63 is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible about the importance of not just hearing words, but hearing God specifically speaking to you. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profit nothing. You see that? The flesh profit nothing. And we put so much emphasis on the flesh. Now notice this last statement. The words, you see it?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes.
The words that I speak unto you. If I don't speak them to you, they are not spirit and life. You can quote them. You can write them down. You can sing them. But if you have not heard them, so then faith come by.
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word of God.
And you're not hearing faith if you're not hearing the voice of God. You're hearing scriptures, but you're not hearing God. So you quote the scriptures and they have no power. You spoke three chapters and nothing changed. Because you didn't hear the voice of God. The voice of God is in the scripture. So you got to put yourself in position. Look at this scripture here. The words that I speak unto you, not the congregation, they are spirit and they are life. Now, that's how you stop. Y'all listening, because I'm going to pull off in a few minutes. That's how you stop the A part of John 10:10. Now look at it. That's how you stop it. You got to stop the enemy from stealing from you. You got to stop the enemy from killing you. You got to stop the enemy from destroying you. And the way you stop him is hearing God's voice to give you instruction to turn right instead of turning left. You're going the wrong way. When Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, is from you being able to hear his voice, hear his instruction, hear his direction, hear his understanding, hear his wisdom coming in you that is above Satan, above the world. You're supposed to live above Satan. I say you're supposed to live above Satan.
Yes.
And you're supposed to live above the world by revelation out of the mouth of God. Not by just singing and patting your hand and stomping your feet. I like to enjoy it too, but you got to leave here. So in John 10, the Lord called it to my attention now. The first verse, I want to see, can you see this before I give you some more. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus talking, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep, here we go, underline something in your Bible. And the sheep hear his voice. That's a powerful statement. It didn't say the sheep hear the scripture. It said the sheep hear his voice. Have you ever heard Jesus' voice personally? Let me ask that question again. Have you ever heard the voice of Jesus personally? And don't be lying up in here. Just to look holy. I can't help you get holy. You act like you're holy. I want you to be able to hear God's voice. I didn't say scripture. I said his voice. Yeah, Lord, I'll go back. Go back to John 6:63, whole 10. Go back to John 6:63. Because he's trying to get the enemy want me to get ahead of myself. Because emphasis and impartation is going to take place this morning. Impartation. Yeah, you're going to see scriptures different. And your life going to become more powerful. I said your life going to become more powerful. Yeah, watch the statement I made. Because I can hear God for myself. I ain't got to call no 14 people. I got a problem. I need to get off on the side with God. Open this Bible up. And I'm listening. I don't want no scripture now. I want God. I want to hear his voice on my case. On my situation. You follow what I'm saying? I have the ability to hear the voice of God for myself. Tell somebody, tell your neighbor that. I have the ability to hear the voice of God for myself. And tell them I'm going to apply that ability. And tell them my whole life is about to change. Now, I'm hearing these two words to tell you, this is not about religion, and this is not about living regular. For when you're able to hear the voice of God, you live by revelation. In other words, Jesus reveals to you what he'll do in that situation. He'll show you how to handle it just like he would handle it. I believe you know. Huh? Somebody say he never lost a battle. You read the gospel, he won it every time. Jesus won on the cross. In other words, from now on you're going to be winning on the cross. It seems like a cross too heavy to bear, you're going to win on that. Jesus won in the grave. Death thought it had him. Jesus got up one morning and walked out. That's how you're going to walk out on that problem. That situation, that thing got you buried, you're going to be able to walk out on it because you're hearing the voice of God And you're going to act just like Jesus would act in that situation. Your crybaby days are over. You don't need no psychologist. You need a revelation. You don't need nobody trying to calm you down. You need somebody to open you up. The real you. Psychology is just flesh. They're telling you to be positive minded. The Lord had me study all those books, pulling your own string, the Ironic Zone, I'm okay, you okay. He had me read all that. Yeah, I said, Lord, what you, I put that book in the locker. I want the Bible. What? No, he said, read it. It's for this day. That, to know that some of y'all think psychology is strong. Mental analysis and all that. No, you need a revelation. Now, look at John 6:63 here. It is the spirit. Now, remember, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have, that you might have life. And I believe that might, them two mites, got the highest percentage of the church. Now, as your pastor and as your man of God, I'm trying to bring you to another realm. Apostolically in the spirit, that you can live a supernatural life every day. Hallelujah. It does not mean the obstacles are not going to come, but it means that you're going to know how to handle them when they come from a different perspective. Not just getting on your knees, Lord, help me, please have mercy, and read 19 scriptures. That's not good enough. If you hear his voice in the first half of the first scripture, it'll be over. Now, I need to say something to cut you. Hearing the scriptures is not hearing the voice of God. The voice of God is in the scripture. But if you don't take time to let him speak personally to you and your situation, the scripture is not going to do you no good. You're going to be a quarter. You're going to just be saying some things and thank you spiritually. But the spirit and life is not there. Because my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of failure. Failure is a strange voice. Once you can hear the voice of God, I'm not designed to fail. I'm designed to have abundant life. I'm designed for joy. I'm designed for peace. I'm designed for health. I'm designed for victory. I'm designed for 120 years. You had John 6:63? Now I want you to get Hebrews 4:12, because you're about to be operated on. You need a spiritual operation to hear God's voice. If you're not spiritually operated on, you're not going to be able to hear God's voice. You need to hear the right kind of preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, put it down, I might get to it. The right kind of preaching. If you don't hear the right kind of preaching, you're going to have the right kind of thinking, and you're not going to be able to hear God's voice. If you just serenaded and emotionally made and felt good and shouted and danced and didn't hear God's voice, you're stupid. And Satan know it. Now, there in John 6 is one of the most powerful verses in the scripture. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Now listen to what he said. The words that I speak, and she's going to stop right there. And you think, the word that I speak? No. The word that I speak? Look at me. You're looking at the scripture? Yeah. The word that I speak? Come on. All of y'all are capable of hearing me. Yes, don't think I'm talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you. Yes, you're going to leave you a different person. Yes, the words that I speak. Now, I want you to see voice here. The words that I speak unto Abraham, unto Isaac, maybe David. The word that I speak unto you, they are not logos, they are rhema. Logos is the written word. Rhema is the live word. So with the logos, we've been trying to get God to do something, and he's telling you, I can't do it because you haven't heard it yet. So if you haven't heard my voice, you don't have no faith. You're fake. You're fake reading scriptures. Come on, now let me cuss you out. This love talking up here. This is not only love, this, oh my God. This is experience talking to you up here. See, you're speaking word, but you don't have no voice. Because you don't have a voice until you hear it. When you hear him, his voice become your voice. And you speak with the same power that Jesus spoke with. I see somebody say, oh, no, that's you designed to be a son just like him. But you got to do what he did. He said, I don't do nothing unless I see the Father do it. I don't do nothing unless I hear the Father did it. So this morning, prophetically, you're going to have to get rid of your formula. And all these things these Bible teachers have taught you, write down, put it on the wall, and decree. You can't decree nothing if nothing been decreed to you. It's a you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It's an intimacy that a child of God is supposed to have. It's personal. It's powerful. It's undeniable. When you hear God's voice, you have an undeniable voice. When you say things, you become a creator. The spirit will start creating situations for you, creating health, oh Jesus, creating healing, creating joy, creating the fruit of the spirit. You had a word of wisdom. Word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. You say, oh no, that's not right. This couple look like the ideal couple to be friends with, but something wrong here. I think I'm pulling out. You'll be able to see through people who not real. They're saying all the right words. They're saying everything right, but you see clean room. Liar. Because you can hear God's voice. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, how many of you all, this is a very simple question, and I know the answer already. How many of y'all want to stop the thief in your life? How many of y'all know the thief been in your life? How many of y'all know he's still there? And he's always going to be there, but he don't have to handle you. How many of y'all want to live like Jesus did when he was on earth? See, the church have not told you it's possible for you to live just like Jesus. How did Jesus live? Jesus said, I don't do nothing. I don't say nothing unless I hear it from my Father. Now, I'm going to show you a simple truth. I can only do so much this morning, but I'm going to show you a simple truth. Go back to John 10:10. We read John, not John 10:10, John 10th chapter, because there's a revelation in there that's going to stop the thief in your life. Jesus told us how to stop him, and you stop him by not listening to him. Now, I don't know how many of us have heard God's voice, but all of us have heard the devil's voice. You just want to say hallelujah. And the only thing that shut the devil's voice down that you be trained and developed on how to don't. The only voice that is stronger than the devil's voice is the voice of God. And if I don't know how to hear the voice of God, stealing, killing, and destroying is going on in my life. Even though I'm a church member, even though I take communion, even though I pay my tithe, even though I sing the song, even though I dance. Because I'm hearing now, my brothers and sisters, if you're not hearing God's voice, you are hearing a voice. It takes effort to hear God's voice. The other voice don't take no effort. If you're hearing you a heifer instead of hearing you holy, you're hearing the wrong voice. We don't supposed to be catching no hell on here. We got to stop when hell ring the doorbell. You got to stop opening the door. Come on in. Oh, I'm going to make it. Now you got to say, hell no. Now, if I can tell you how to stop all robbery in your life, all bad days in your life, would you listen?
Yes,
all robbery, all bad days, all things look like they're not going to work out. I'm going to show you how to stop them today. He says, listen, I'm going to come back to John 10. Let me take you down a little road with me and God. I'm journeying, writing my journey down as God talked to me. Hearing and being in tune with God's voice, right? That means the spirit and life of the word become yours in every situation. The spirit and life of the word become yours in every situation. Because now you're operating by the spirit of faith. Not just faith, but the spirit of faith. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. They produce the spirit of faith. Not just the talking about faith, but the action of faith, the anointing of faith, the ability of faith. Are you listening to me? Who listening? You know what it means to have the spirit and life of the word become yours in every situation? Miracles, signs, and wonders will come out of your mouth. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Satan, he wants you to think about your unworthiness, your weakness, and your shortcomings. But grace got you. Grace going to first tell you to repent, and you're not going to do it no more. Whoa. Not just Bible words. I would ask a question. I don't want no answer. How many of y'all been trying to do it with Bible words? Just think about it. Oh, think about it now. Think about it. No, you can't do it with Bible words. You got to have the voice. The Bible got to speak to you. The Bible got to change you. The Bible got to challenge you. The Bible got to convey you into another realm. That I know who I am. I am that I am. I'm the child of the living God. The victory of the cross belonged to me. The victory of the resurrection belonged to me. The victory of Jesus going back to heaven belonged to me. The victory that Jesus is right now, this morning, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, belonged to me. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, I'm going to say a few more things to you. I wish you would hear this. These words. Taking all limits off your life today. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is taking all limits off your life today. That's what I said. Let me say it the third time. Once you learn how to hear the voice of God, all limits are taken off your life today. And nothing in this little world you can't have. This world will become so small because you're going to become so large. You're going to stop hustling for things and having things. Why is this? It's going to sound contradictory. You're the only one can take all limbs off your life. God can't take it all. Jesus can't take it all. The Holy Spirit can't take it. You're the only one. By yielding fully to them. Once you learn how to hear the voice of God, the words that you speak will be spirit and life. Once you know how to hear the voice of God, the words that you speak will be spirit and life. Did you hear that? If you're not hearing the voice of God, the words you're speaking are dead. I don't care how many voices you know. How many voices know you? Christian, we got to stop drifting. Talk about I'm a church member. Stop drifting. Show it. Let it manifest in your life. Speak the word of God with power. Hear what God is saying to you. When you pick that Bible out, be still long enough so God can talk to you and show you what to do. He'll do it every time. Be still and know I'm God. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. But you got to hear his voice. Listen to this. You're the only one that can take all the limbs off your life. Can I speak to you?
Yes, sir.
I don't have no limit on my life. Not one. I don't have no limit. I live an unlimited life. How? By learning how to hear his voice. It blown everybody up in here. I don't care what grade you finished. We ain't talking about no grades here. We're talking about a kingdom lifestyle. Are you listening? If you heard half of what I said this morning, all of your enemies are defeated. Now, if you're just sitting here, if you don't know how powerful these moments are, and if you don't understand how much revelation that God is bringing to you, if you don't understand that God is giving you an apostolic lifestyle, a prophetic lifestyle, where you speak your life in existence, you call things that be not as though they were, and they'll show up. Because your voice, when you're talking, is God talking. When God talking, is you talking. When the Holy Ghost talking, is you talking. When Jesus talking, is you talking. You abide by yourself. We got to stop quoting the Bible and speak it. Oh, I like that, Lord. We got to stop quoting the Bible, chapter 5, verse 14. But no life in it at all, because it has not spoken to you. You're a rehearser. And rehearsers are not reversers. You can't change nothing by rehearsing something. Your quoting scripture days are over. You speak it out of your mouth with ownership. You can't say, quote, the Lord is my shepherd, should I want and full of want. Been saying it the last 13 years. What happens when God's voice become your voice? Meaning, being in the same heartbeat with God. Not about what you can get, but about what he wants you to do. When you put that first. Remember I said a few minutes ago, I live an unlimited life? Yes, huh? Because yes, it's not about what I want, but what he want. And because of that, he give me everything I want. Yes. What the Bible say in Matthew 6:33? You can't just read that. I got to become real to you. Is God first? You got to have having an open heart for supernatural assignments. Intimacy and anointing is so important. Listen now. It is a conspiracy of Satan for you never to hear his voice. Satan don't want you to hear his voice. Satan wants you to hear the Bible. It's a conspiracy of Satan for you to never hear his voice or enter into his presence. This is a journey, oh Lord, the average Christian have not experienced. My. Listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
This is a good one for you. We're about to shut all your failures down. If you listen, let me holler a little even now and then. If you're listening this morning, all your failures are being shut down. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care how long they've been there. Child, once you begin to hear the voice of God, you're going to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and you're going to have the power to do it. Because once you speak with the voice of God, the Holy Spirit back you up. all the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit, all the anointing, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the understanding, whatever you need is yours this morning. If you're hearing my voice, which is his voice. See, because I'm preaching in his voice. So it's really not my voice. If you're just hearing me, sad on you. I'm anointed. I feel it all. I feel anointed. I feel somebody's life shifting right now. Here's a word from the Lord. I want you to stop living a drifting life. I call you to live a shifting life.
Come on. Wow, that's good.
Now everybody's life has changed. Who hearing me online? Yeah, I don't care what state you're in, what country, you hearing me right now. Your life is not a drifting life, because you know how to hear my voice. Every day from this day forward, your life going to be a shifting life. Many under the sound of my voice, you've been drifting, saying the same prayer, reading the same scriptures. But now you're going to hear the voice of the Lord say, turn left and go 3 more miles. Stop and be still. I'm about to work it out for you. If you think, I'm going to preach a few more minutes. If you think you're in regular church, I got news for you. We are actually ministering to the whole body of Christ. Bringing them into the apostolic, bringing them to the portals of the supernatural is opening for you right now. You will not live another regular day. The Holy Spirit is going to recall. You try to be regular, the Holy Spirit said, what are you doing? You're going down the same road. Did you hear what my man of God said? Who you are, what you have, what you can do when you hear my voice? A journey that the average Christian have not experienced. About to shut down all failures in your life. Listen to this. You will know how to handle every situation supernaturally.
Yes.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Hearing actually become your being. The reason the outcome is not coming out right in our lives, it takes more than what we've been doing. And he's giving you more this morning. Now what I'm going to do in the closing here, I'm going to go back to the scripture. And I'm going to show you a revelation that's going to change everything.
Yes.
Go back to John 10:10. I never had seen this in 57 years. The way to stop the thief from stealing, killing and destroying, and how to live the abundant life every day. Don't care how you feel. Don't care what's going on. You still live the abundant life. In John's Gospel 10:10, Jesus was telling them, before he got to that 10th verse, the first things he said in the first 9 verses was getting them ready to handle that 10th verse. He said, very, very, I say to you, hear that verse 1, and enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but clambers up some other way, the same as the thief and the robber. Now, if you're looking at the scripture, have we been trying to get into our places another way? Another way beside hearing God's voice. I did not say hearing God's scripture. I said hearing God's voice. Have we been trying to take scriptures and replace the voice? Come on now, somebody help me in here. If you got weak areas in your life, weak areas of sin, it's because you have not heard God's voice. You love God. You want to do what's right. But the enemy is erasing God's voice and replacing it with just scripture. Now, you have to learn after this morning how to pause and wait and see and hear what God's saying about this. Should I go or should I not go? Should I stop or should I keep going? Don't tell me it can't be done. I've lived holy for over 50 years. I ain't got no woman. That's my only woman now. Have other women come up? Oh, yeah, they tried. Satan sent them. So I couldn't preach to you this morning. I have to hide some stuff. Your flesh is weak. You must understand that. Your flesh. I don't care how many times you cry. Your flesh is weak, and if you don't take control of it, you're going to follow your flesh. I know I wasn't going to get many amen, but that's all right. You ought to have no excuse. You got a man living right in the middle of you and living the life he preaching. You ain't got no excuse. The word what? I was a homemonger. I was a street runner. I was a player. I got saved. I got saved. I got saved. And sex is not going to run my life. Money is not going to run my life. Watch what I said now. Preach, Leroy. But I'm helping people. See, people think they're bad because they make a mistake. No, it's just something you didn't know. And God is informing you. Be still and know that I'm God. It ain't worth it. How many of y'all heard my wife cook breakfast for you this morning? One man got his hand up. Let me put my hand up. Something you ain't doing, you can't get that breakfast. I'm gonna tell you how to straighten everything out in your marriage right now. Only two words. Love and respect. And when you stand with somebody, you better have some love and respect. In the same house, day and night, love and respect. I done changed your marriage and changed everybody in your marriage. If you just follow what I said, that when you get ready to open your, when you get ready to get mad or get ready to say something stupid, I want you to hear the apostle say, love and respect. All of your marriages have changed this morning. Love and respect. Because all hell won't break out sometime. You stand there and look all innocent. I know. I've been married 57 years. You got to have some love and respect. When somebody answers you and you can't hardly hear them, you ask them a question. Y'all ever went through that? No, but nobody want to talk to me. That's a bunch of scary men's up in here. Let me close, man. Look at verse 2. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of sheep. To him the porter is opening and the sheep. Now what we're doing, we're killing John 10:10a. These verses are destroying the thief. Watch what happened. Verse 3. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep what? Underline that part. Sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name. Well, and because they hear his voice, he's able to lead them out. Every situation. Then verse 4 says, when he put his foot his own sheep, he put us forth, he goes before them. Hallelujah. And the sheep follow him. Why? For they know his voice. And a stranger, come on, verse 5. Huh? Satan can't lead me no more. I got a voice that tell me that's Satan. You don't supposed to follow Satan. You're supposed to follow me. And a stranger would not follow verse 5, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of Satan. Now, what he's saying? If you don't know the voice of Jesus, if you don't know the voice of God, you're going to follow the voice of the stranger. And that's John 10:10. That's the answer to John 10:10. Look at John 10:10. Thief coming up with steal, kill, and destroy. He do it with his voice. And he cut you off from, I'm come, that you might have life and you might have it more abundant. Being able to hear the voice of God take you into life and life more abundant. Yes. Your pastor living it. You hear what I said?
Yes,
your pastor living it. And it all came from here. Learning how to do what I'm teaching you. To come and teach it to you. I know you're going to do it.
Yes,
I got confidence in you.
Yes,
I pray for you every day. Pray for every day. I don't care how weak you are or what mistake you made, I'm still praying. Because I'm assigned to you. Y'all going to live a better life. You're going to live a stronger life. I ain't heard enough amen on that. And y'all going to practice hearing the voice of God. I'm not through. I don't know how many series we got to go on this. I don't know how many. Let me see. Four more minutes. Let me read a few things to you. First of all, you must know I'm not preaching in my voice. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 10. You might want to look at it. Not now. Put a note down. How to hear the voice of God in every situation.
Yes.
How to hear the voice of God in every situation. Hearing produce seeing. So hearing and seeing is more than feeling in the spirit realm. We're not only talking about hearing the voice of God, we're talking about seeing the voice of God. Through revelation. This other word is not a common word. Downloading. I even use the word programming.
That's right.
seeing what God is saying spiritually. Moving in a realm of the supernatural. Listen to this, children. Satan wants to erase hearing the voice of God with scriptures. Satan wants to erase hearing the voice of God with scripture. Matthew 13:15, I put down here. Listen, let's make a turn today. Listen, you read 13 to 15, Matthew 13. Listen, let's make a turn today. Another thing that you need to know in my closing, that God is always speaking in every situation.
Yes. Yes.
All right? Matthew 13:15, so you read that and you. No. God is always speaking. Psalm 119:105. Psalm 119. The word of God is a spirit. But are you receiving it as a spirit? You are a spirit, you see. The spirit speaking to the spirit. I still didn't do justice to John 6:63. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. This is where we sometimes get unplugged from what we really need because we don't let him speak to us. The word is a spirit, but you are a spirit too. There must be a connection. Spirit to spirit. The satanic trick of putting emotion in the place of revelation. Sound in the place of spirit. Knowing the difference between the volume and the voice. Satan been taking us out with volume. With beats, emotion. And we talk about we had some church today and get out there and get your tail whooped in the next 3 hours. You sure did have some church. You had some deception. You had some feeling. But you don't have the faith that you should have. Everybody stand up. Did you hear anything?
Yes, sir.
I preach to you with love. You don't have no idea how much I love you. You're my assignment. I dare not come to this pulpit unprepared. Dare not. Then if you can listen, oh my, if you can listen at this thing over, I gotta listen at it over myself. If you can listen at this thing, it's gonna start changing. Some of y'all change this morning. You can do it. I'm not talking about your past. I'm talking about your present. And I'm talking about your future. Don't let your past last. Pass your past. Pick up your present. Pick up your future. Say, I'm going to do better this time. I love God. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. I even love my pastor. Now I close. Every one of you can hear the voice of God. That's four things I'll probably teach you next week. But one of them is, when you're picking the Bible up, be still. Shut everything else off. Just you and the Bible. And he's going to talk to you. He's going to come out that Bible and talk to you. I've had him sitting in my office. Angels sitting in my office. Jesus sitting in my office. When you listen, they'll come in. Y'all going to have some visitation. Every now and then, whisper out loud. You're working around the yard or something, working out. God, I love you. Every now and then, tell him that, and he's going to talk back to you. I love you too. Do you really love him?
Yes.
Lift your hand and praise him a few minutes. Lord, at the Word of Life, we just thank you this morning. You talked to us this morning. Keep talking to us. Keep leading us. Lord, we know we got shortcomings, but we know you take care of our shortcomings. We're getting stronger and stronger every day. I bless every person on the sound of my voice. Online, they got their hand up. I bless them. I bless every person on the sound of my voice. Today is a turning point in their lives. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Leroy, you give the invitation and all that. I'm through.